What's up, everybody? This is Rise to the Mission podcast, where you're encouraged, motivated, and challenged in the Word of God, and also in life. This is a good podcast to listen to when you're waking up, when you're working out, or before you go to bed. Without further ado, hope y'all enjoy this podcast, and if you do, check out my mom's ministry page at amberbrownministries.com, and let's get straight into it.
Hey, Rise to the Mission family, God bless you. I pray that God has been keeping you and sustaining you, amen, and encouraging you throughout the process. Come on, so today, Rise to the Mission family, listen, we really must sharpen our skills. We have to understand that the enemy has a very organized kingdom, right? So as a believer, we know that we live in the kingdom of God, even on earth, but there is a kingdom that we fight against every single day, and that's the kingdom of Satan. He tries to act like, you know, he's all big and bad, and really he's already been defeated. But I'm here to really teach you and to tell you, because I think that, you know, so many people are more mindful of what you're coming from than what you're going to, and we really must understand the fight has already been won, and God has already been exalted. The enemy has been defeated. Amen. But today, we must realize that, hey, you really must sharpen your skills in conquering the enemy. And you have to know what you're up against and what you're fighting for, right? So Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for today. I thank you for all of those that are watching, that are believing you, for the future, for the present, God, that are just believing that they're going to receive everything that you say that they can have, and that your promises are yes and amen. And Lord, we just really want to sharpen our skills, and we want to understand how the enemy works, Father God, and what God has for us and the foundation that we already stand on. And Lord, I just thank you for strengthening the people that are listening. I thank you for the wisdom and the revelation and the knowledge that they're going to walk in, that they're going to find out who they are and whose they are, and they're going to find out their identity in you, and they are going to be sharpened, that they are going to be inspired, that they're going to be encouraged on today, Father, to rise up in you, God, and just know that they can conquer the enemy, that they have weapons, that there's weaponry that they have in order to make it day by day and rise up in the spirit. That's the same spirit that rose Jesus from the grave is the same spirit that lives within them, and they have power and authority. So I thank you, God, for what you're doing today. I thank you for what you did yesterday, and I thank you for what you are going to do tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen. So today, Rise to the Mission family, I really just want to just remind you to sharpen your skills, right? I mean, how shocked are new believers? How shocked they must be to learn that the Christian life is not a playground. It's a battleground, right? And so one of the first evidences of a new convert's growth is his increased involvement in spiritual battles. And I am just going to be real with you. And this is a good sign. It really suggests that he is troubling the enemy, right? That Satan never kicks a dead horse. You know that saying. But our warfare is a struggle against an enemy that cannot be seen. So our warfare is a struggle against an enemy that cannot be seen with the physical eyes or be killed. Spirits do not have flesh and blood, and they do not die. So to recognize the enemy's presence and attacks, the spiritual eyes must be open and the spiritual man covered with unseen armor, right? And we're going to learn about that in the next episode. I'm going to talk about the armor of God. And so winning this battle demands a knowledge of the enemy and his strategy and power and equipment to attack him and protection against his attacks, right? And so the war is both offensive and defensive, and how skillful we become in using our weapons determines really the outcome of the war, right? So before Paul mentioned the weapons of our warfare in Ephesians 6, he guides us in the preceding chapters for examining the spiritual condition that we're in. Like, weapons cannot effectively conquer the enemy if the body and the soul are not surrendered to the spirit, to the spirit's control. How well do you measure up right now when it comes to being, you know, aspects of holiness and aspects of living as a Christian? in a believer? You know, are we walking worthy of the vocation to which we're called? Are we walking in humility and unity, not in vanity of our minds? Are we putting on the new man? Are we walking in love and not lust? Are we walking in light and not darkness? Amen. Our children obeying, are we obeying our parents? Are parents rearing your children in the ways of God? I mean, employees having right relations with employers, employers treating employees justly. I mean, the list could go on and on. And so it's really, the whole field is of relationship. I mean, at home and in public, you know, Paul talks about. But you may think it's impossible to live like that, you know, as we read scripture. And it is correct. And that's why we are given spiritual armor to help conquer ourselves and help, conquer Satan. So in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul compares our walk with God to a Roman soldier armed with six pieces of equipment. Amen. Not to mention, no mention is made of the modern idea of a free and easy salvation based on a simple prayer or signing a membership card, right? So this is a life and death confrontation, and there are no peace talks. There's no stalemates. The United Nations cannot arbitrate a peaceful solution, right? And so neither are there standards of ethical conduct in this war. Satan is ruthless. He attacks the body. He attacks the mind. He attacks our families, our homes, whatever is nearest and dearest to us. Attacks come from both Satan and his host of demon spirits. There's Satan and then there's demons. So what do the scriptures say about the arrangement of hierarchy? So what? The organized kingdom for which I will call it, right? So in Ephesians 6:12, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So it's wrestling. It infers a face-to-face grappling with the powers of darkness. It's a blasting a distant enemy with a giant cannon, right? Would be a nice thought. But this battle involves a very personal contact at close range. And I want you to think about that. Wrestling, it suggests that Satan uses pressure tactics on us, and he does. And at times, his pressures are felt in the emotions, the thought life, or our body. And so those who are ignorant of Satan's devices may seek relief with like tranquilizers, sleeping pills, psychiatrists, stuff like that. But God's remedy for defeating demonic pressures is the use of spiritual weapons. It really is. In the kingdom of God, it's the use of spiritual weapons, not earthly weapons. And so another descriptive word is principality. So this comes from Greek word archis, meaning things in a series, such as leaders, rulers, right? Satan's rank and organization has a series of leaders or rulers. And perhaps his highly organized forces resemble those of our own country with the president, right? As a commander in chief, followed by generals and majors and captains and lieutenants, all the way to privates, right? So the English word principality means the territory of a prince or the country which gives title to a prince, right? A prayer of David's was once delayed for 3 weeks by one of Satan's princes. The angel of the Lord told Daniel, "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me." That's Daniel 10 and 13. So since a mere man could not resist the heavenly messenger, we know this was not an earthly prince. A demon prince suggests that Satan places ruling demonic spirits over nations and cities to execute his evil schemes. And persistent problems that plague churches and homes could also indicate that special evil agents have been assigned to cause trouble there. Things are going to arise and continue to arise, and it's a principality over that nation, over that community, over that place. Specifically, we know that we must pray against that whenever we discern that. Amen. Until the prince of your city has been subdued, in a sense, revival in your town may also be delayed. And so that is how the enemy stops revival from happening. He places a principality over it. So our spiritual warfare embraces much more than just individual lives. We fight for the warfare of our homes, of our churches, of our communities, and our nation. Amen. And so Paul also talks about powers. And so this comes from the Greek word exousia, meaning authority. So demons are placed over various areas or territories with authority and power to perform their assigned duties from Satan. And then we learn that our wrestling is against the rulers of the darkness of this world. So the Greek word for the rulers is kosmokrotoros, and is translated as lords of the world or princes of this age, right? This title emphasizes Satan's intentions to control. Another scripture calls him the God of this world, which we know as believers, we know that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. And so I'm really trying to break down Ephesians 6:12 for you, because I'm going to remind you of what it says. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this world. So I'm breaking it down for you to let you know that the enemy really is organized. He knows exactly what you love. He knows what can hinder you. He knows what can stop you. But if you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you name the name of the Lord, if you seek God every day and choose to live by His word and be guided by His word, amen, and allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you into all truth, and you worship Him in spirit and in truth, let me tell you something, nothing in hell, nothing on earth, nothing in the heavens can stop you. Nothing can stop you. I want you to say that. Nothing can stop me. But it is important that you understand that this is important. When you name the name of the Lord, you become a Christian, you're going to be fought more than what you did when you were a non-believer. And so if anyone tells you something different, then they're wrong. They're a false teacher. You have to understand that you are going to have to fight daily, and not from, you're coming from victory, but you still have to fight daily on this battlefield to keep your faith. The enemy doesn't want what you have. He wants your faith. He wants to take your faith. But somebody say the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. God has been exalted and the devil is defeated. And so Paul mentions, going back to the scripture, that we wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places. So the word wickedness, highly injurious and destructive in character, right? So these evil powers have only one objective, wickedness. And though they often appear as angels of light, their motive is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And so these expressions that Paul talks about from Ephesians 6:12 portray a vivid word picture of Satan's kingdom. It's demonic. Its demon powers are highly organized, and they are authorized to control and to plague the entire world. And since it is useless to ignore Satan's forces and methods, we must learn everything that we can about the spiritual warfare to effectively conquer our adversary and his host of wicked helpers that come to steal, kill, and destroy daily. He's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Now listen to me. He is not a lion. He is like a roaring lion. So he really has a bark, but no bite if we don't allow him to, right? And so I want us to just understand this before I get into the next podcast of talking about the armor of God. I wanted to remind you that the enemy does have a highly organized kingdom. And let me tell you something, he's been around a lot longer than what we've been around. And, you know that we are not fighting on our own. We are fighting with God. We have angels camped around about us. Amen. We can pray. We can have communion with God. We can go straight to the heavens right here, right now. No appointments necessary. So whatever it is that you're going through, understand that you must sharpen your skills. You must know your opponent. Nobody gets into the ring and doesn't already study their opponent, doesn't already know what they like, what they don't like, doesn't already know where they hit, how hard they can hit, what moves they have. Come on. And that's exactly what I'm telling you today. Don't go into the ring and not know your opponent. Don't step out of your bed, and don't step out of your house, and don't step into your car and go and do any type of work without understanding who you are. You got to know who you are. You got to know who your enemy is. And so be mindful on today. I want you to rise up on today, rise to that mission, and say, There's no devil in hell that can stop me. There's no devil on earth that can stop me. There's no principalities or powers up in the heavens that try to stop me. No, I got God on my side. I am more than a conqueror. The greater one lives on the inside of me. Amen. All I have to do is speak the word. I have power and authority. All I have to do is walk in faith. And I know that God is going to do it. God has already done it, right? Because he sent Jesus Christ to die for me and to be resurrected, so that the same power that rose him from the grave is the same power that works in me each and every day. So the devil is defeated, but he will try to come and conquer anything that you have going on in your life. But we must be the ones that conquer him. Amen. It's a mind thing. It's a battle of the mind. It's a battle of your future. It's a battle of your purpose. And we must be mindful of what the enemy is trying to do, and we must learn how to discern that. So after listening to this podcast, I just want you to think about all the things that you have going on. I want you to think about where the enemy has attacked. I want you to start searching out scripture that help fight that attack. Like if you have been battling sickness, you need to read scripture and decree and declare healing scriptures. Amen. If you have been walking in fear, then what you need to do is go in the word, and you need to search out faith scriptures and understand that you need to decree and declare that you have faith and that you are not going to live in fear. Amen. If you have been living in lust or anything like that, if you've been living more in the flesh, then you need to go back and you need to search out scriptures of the spirit and learning how to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh, and learning how to control your emotions and learning how to control your thoughts, right? And line up with the word of God and put on the mind of Christ. So Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for today. I thank you, Lord, that your word is awakening them in the spirit and that they are going to be mindful that every day, Lord, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but you have come, Jesus has come, so that we can live life and live it more abundantly. God, I pray that they seek you each and every day, Father, that they do not go silent, that they learn how to rise up in you, God, and they know who they are, and they find their identity in you, and they know that they are the image of God, that we are the image of you, Father God. Lord, and nothing can stop us, nobody can stop us, there's no devil in hell, no devil on earth, no demon that can stop us, Father God, if we just rise up in your word each and every day. I thank you for the blood that covers us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. I thank you for the spirit of God, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit in us are lift up a standard, Father God. We will start praying, speaking the word, and we will command everything to line up with you. We will command, we will bind up the enemy, whatever it is that is going on in our life. We're going to bind up the spirits, God, that is in us. We're going to bind up the spirits that are in other people. We're going to loose forth the Holy Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is liberty, God. I thank you for the freedom right now. The people that are listening, there is freedom in this place. There is freedom in your car. There is freedom in your home. There is freedom in your bed before you go lay your head down. There, you have freedom in Jesus Christ. You have freedom in his blood. You have freedom in his name. You have freedom in his word. And I thank you, God, right now, Lord, for doing a work, doing a new thing. I thank you that we can conquer the enemy. I thank you, God, that you have given us weaponry, Father God. Lord, that we are not fighting this on our own, God, but we have you. We have angels. We have your word, your blood, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for doing it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for listening to my mom's podcast. If you like to read, go check out my mom's books on her website, Amazon, or Barnes & Noble. Remember, never give up. God's got you.